Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, and I will be speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 11th of April, and ending on Sunday, April 17th, and that is also Easter. So, it's a big week. Yes, indeed it is. Lots to think about, lots to look at. We have the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction exact on Tuesday the 12th at 10:42 a.m. Eastern. Now, we have had that in orb, as they say, a number of degrees that would classify it as being conjunct, if you looked at a chart, for a while. You know, these planets don't move that fast, so, you know, Jupiter was coming in slowly, but getting there. And we have seen some manifestations already of the positive effect of the expansion of Pisces and Neptune consciousness. And we've seen some terribly difficult expressions, the expansion of victims, which is happening in wars, not just the issues of Ukraine, but in elsewhere in the world. There have been a lot of people died. A lot of people are suffering. And that is a Piscean issue. When we keep holding on to Pisces, we're holding on to victimhood and martyrdom is really in that sign of Pisces. But we have also seen, you know, the great benefit of having someone from a class of people that have been victims become, you know, named to the Supreme Court of the United States, not just being of the black race, but being a woman and having that combination, an amazing achievement. So we have, with Pisces, we always call it the agony and the ecstasy. It depends on which direction the fish is swimming. And we, in our own lives, are in control of which direction the fish is swimming, but we don't know it all the time. So we have been taught and trained over, you know, ancestral centuries of Piscean energy to you know, fall into the negative attitudes. But we can also notice that, if we can. At certain times it's harder to notice than at others, but then we can be responsible to ourselves for moving towards the higher ground, coming up out of the low frequencies and choosing to experience bliss and peace and happiness in the moment. You know, this is required. And it is a big deal that Jupiter is joining Neptune in Pisces, because it hasn't happened for 166 years. Just like that Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn, that it hadn't happened for around 500 plus years. These are big moments. These are moments of shift and pointing out important things to us. So that is happening 10:42 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday the 12th. It's a wonderful idea, because Jupiter is involved, to have a ritual for yourself. Something that you do, some sort of prayer or, you know, ceremonial experience where you call in the highest levels of this energy and what it might hopefully bring for you. It will be happening in a certain house of your birth chart, just like everything else. And that will be the area where you can have the miraculous or you can have the victimized energy, you know, showing up. Okay, so just important thing. I'm just going to mention it now. And then I'm going to mention the fact that Mars enters the sign of Pisces on Thursday at 11:06 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, Venus is there, so we're going to have like a lot of Pisces going on, Jupiter, Neptune, Venus, for a little while. And Mars is not strong in Pisces. But one of the things that Mars does in Pisces is fight for the underdog. So we better take a look at what's going on in the world when Mars enters Pisces. It could be a dramatic uptick. But also, it is a difficult place for personal expression of anger. It's steamy, you know. It's like this ball of fire went into the depths of the ocean. You know, what's going to happen? So it's difficult for self-assertion, even though you're going to have a very big emphasis on that at the full moon. But, you know, this Mars in Pisces is going to, you know, be also taking a look at what's going on in the oceans and the waters of the world, all kinds of water issues. Mars will fight for something where Mars is. And Mars in Pisces is also going to bring heat and the potential for accidental experiences into the feet, which is what is ruled by Pisces. And the, well, you could say lymphatic system, but you could also say immune system. So it'll be important for us to be minding our immune system, and that has something to do with our emotional levels too. So just be aware, those are our major shifts and major events for the week. And then, of course, we have a forecast for Easter. So, moving right along, Monday the 11th is a very good day. Get things happening, have adventures, get things done, because Moon in Leo, waxing Moon, waxing Gibbous, trines the Sun in Aries. So that's your day to dynamic, you know, energy. And that's until 7:01 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. And then after that, we come to a screeching halt, put on the brakes. Be careful, because Moon in Leo will oppose Saturn in Aquarius until 8:50 p.m. You know, Moon in Leo can be very dramatic and want a lot of attention, want affection, and you're never going to get that from Saturn, and especially in that cold, wintry sign of Aquarius. You'll get no, you know, obstacles to your hopes for the future. And then if you try to contain Mars in Aquarius, you'll be experiencing this Moon in Leo as the opposition to that planet that comes in at 6:16 a.m. on Tuesday. So we're building up for an argument, like a big time argument, if that's on your agenda. It may be just in the outer world. If it's on your agenda, this is happening as we're getting close to a full moon. So just be aware. See what's going on. See if you can be more conscious about what's happening and not just react off things. Moon is void, of course, in Leo after that opposition to Mars, and then it will enter Virgo at 10:07 a.m., right before the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction, and the Moon is going trine Mercury in Taurus as that Jupiter-Neptune conjunction comes in. And she completes that at 4:55 p.m. So what I would say about this is to use that time to get your visions and your information psychically about the practical matters that Virgo and Mercury and Taurus are involved in. We're coming right up to your tax time. But that's not the only financial thing. You may need to be looking at doing something if you have something that you need to do. You know, this is a good time frame to do it if you're on the conscious level and you're not being deluded by the unconscious level of Jupiter-Neptune conjunct. Wait till after that's over, 10:42 a.m., and the energies are just more practical and grounded as the Moon in Virgo trines Mercury until 4:55 p.m. Eastern. Now, after this, We have the moon going to oppose Venus in Pisces until 1:27 a.m. on Wednesday. So it isn't difficult in the sense of, you know, nasty, angry, or anything like that, but it is very frustrating for the moon in Virgo to deal with anybody who is sort of floating around instead of focused. And so it can cause some friction, some critical, even if it's not expressed, energies to be going on. So that's not that comfortable. But when you get up on Wednesday, you've got one span of time that's good to get things again. In the mundane world, I scheduled my oil change because it is Moon in Virgo trine, Uranus in Taurus, so there's a change that is being helped by some precision energy of the moon in Virgo until 11:15 a.m. in the Eastern time zone. But after that, it's the moon going opposition Neptune and then Jupiter in Pisces. And that goes for the rest of Wednesday, overnight. And the both of those oppositions to Pisces planets are over just about 7 a.m. on Thursday. So you're really not going to get a lot of clarity. You're not going to be able to get people to be reliable to you. It's a lot of stuff like that on the 13th. So just, you know, flow the best you can, do what you can, but don't have too much expectation. Thursday the 14th, however, once we get past 7 a.m. Eastern, we have the moon's trine to Pluto. And that is over at 2:11 p.m. So you can get things back on course. You can get some good advice. You can structure some stuff. And, you know, if you're finishing up your taxes, you know, you'll have all your ducks in a row. Moon void, of course, after 2:11 p.m. Eastern on Thursday until the moon enters Libra, getting ready for the full moon, 4:46 p.m. is when that comes in, and the Mars entering Pisces at 11:06 p.m. And the moon is headed towards a trine to Saturn. It's the only aspect she has coming up until it completes at 9:06 a.m. on Saturday the 16th. So you're good to go. This is the time frame, Moon in Libra, from 4:46 p.m. Thursday to 9:06 a.m. on Saturday to do some of those discussions with people about how they want to schedule plans or make plans or vision the future. You'll have an easy time, but then you've got the opposition to the Sun in Aries, 2:55 p.m., and what that can look like on that day is trying to make plans with somebody who's already out of the house, you know, already running down the street. So you're either following them or you're on your own, right? And that is the after effect of the full moon energy also. Then the moon in Libra goes void, of course. Moon enters Scorpio at 8:23 p.m. and makes the trine to Mars until 10:55 p.m. Eastern. So that evening of the full moon, you may find yourself in a really nice situation with somebody and feeling, you know, the positive qualities of both Scorpio and Pisces. But, you know, we're going to have the moon go opposite Mercury in Taurus for a very long time. Just like it had a nice long time for the moon in Libra trine to Saturn. Now you've got a long time for this opposition to Mercury coming in from the moon in Scorpio. That's until 6:43 p.m. on Sunday. It doesn't bode well for Easter in terms of people's values and agreements, and even agreements about where to eat or what to eat or whether to go with groups or not go with groups or whatever. There's going to be very, very different points of view and very difficult to move people off these very fixed, of the fixed signs. So, you know, that's what Easter looks like, unfortunately. A very brief window of positive, and I mean very brief, it's like 8 minutes. The moon in Scorpio trines Venus in Pisces. Somebody says something nice to somebody. And then we have a shift and a change as moon in Scorpio goes opposite Uranus in Taurus, 7:28 p.m. That's over, so something flipped, but also very different ideas about the finances. And while Mercury is having a nice sextil to Venus that day, you know, those who are in agreement will be, you know, happily having their little exchanges. Mercury sextil Venus comes in at 9:09. So Mercury's getting the sympathy. The moon isn't getting the sympathy right then. Now it's Mercury. And then Mercury's going to join Uranus and Taurus, and that can be a revelation. Could be positive or a change that is not happy. But Taurus is the sign that doesn't usually like change at all. But the moon in Scorpio, while this is happening, is going towards the square to Saturn. And that won't be over until almost noon on Monday. This could be a lot of difficulty also for commuters traveling for the holiday, just so you know. Your best time to leave, if you can stay till Monday at noon, leave right after lunch, because you'll get trines and sextils to start you on your way on Monday the 18th. Anyway, that's a lot. So that's why I did the full moon on a separate podcast. Yes, indeed. When we get to next week, we'll be talking about the sun entering Taurus. Yes, we will. And we're going to see us getting closer to our eclipse. But I don't believe anyone's changing signs, just the sun, although that's a very important change indeed. So we'll be talking about that next week. And again, this is a big week. This is a serious energy week. Pay attention to it and get the best out of it. I'll say goodbye for now.